I have spoken to them and they have said, even if I arrive at 7 o'clock, then where would we be, sir? I'm really, my first priority, obviously, is to my, in my role as the executive authority, with having to battle the fact to get out of power is going to be a challenge that I will stay on for as long as it's necessary. And as you said, we might have concluded before I need to go. Just in the interest of transparency, I want to have a place on the record. Thank you, Chairperson.
No, I'm kind of addiction to this thing, because we don't have a situation whereby there is a cat and mouse kind of partnership there. When there is supposed to be accountability and she's not here, then we have to have a special session with her later. But if she's going to be here until the process, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I'm on page 109. The third bullet and the second bullet from the bottom. What are the mitigation strategies and action plans for the tourism? The first is the inability to maintain and upgrade the interstate governmental offices and settlements are inability of effectively addressing capacity constraints within the business. Also, how is this department assisting both the sponsor NGOs and those like capacity constraints? My second question on page 110, paragraph 3, speaks about whistleblowers. How are whistleblowers protected? Their policy with regards to their debts. My last question is on page 103 in the conclusion. The second line, the order committee is concerned about the cost indexes. What are the plans to address the concerns raised by the order committee regarding the cost of
In terms of our mitigation and action plans, the first thing in relation to the capacity constraints of MPS, that's all ask Mr. Hill to just give a brief summary of what we do in terms of NPO support, and then I will give another matter.
Thank you, Jose. One of the members will have the unit to call the institutional capacity building within program 5, the program of the CDE. That unit is tasked with assisting the NGOs with capacity building in areas of governance and other related areas where specific institutions require such. And what will happen is because they deliver services, as the department will call that own services, which is the services we are delivering in our offices, in our offices, province-wide, and other services are outsourced to NGOs. Those are the services that we pay NGOs to undertake on our behalf. We are seeing increasingly pressure on the NGOs because of that, because we find NGOs are closing down, which actually compromises our ability as a department to render those services where the NGOs are relevant and such. And what we are doing, we are taking the mitigating measures to take over those services where NGOs are unable to render those services, which puts more pressure on the current deal for the department, but that is what we are doing to ensure that the business continuously maintains our service levels in the areas where NGOs are closed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hill. I think most of you will need to be happy to share the additional funding for those that are already in critical services to try and help them with the liquidity issues. But we still have the ability to do this is limited given our budget. So we have seen closures of branches of some of the NGOs, such as Starbuck, and producer, as well as smaller
5 code of conduct. mentioned amendment here to tell us what is the standard procedure, but also to give effect if there were any alternative improvements. Once you read a standard law and regulation, it can be challenging. Here I'm reading the number 5 code of conduct of what the department has, and when I look at this in relation to section 3, that is fraud and corruption, and the cases of fraud and corruption, on one hand, it talks about the code of conduct and that is there, the norms and standards. How do you read this in terms of the analysis of fraud? Including, I think, the similar issue also on number 6 on health and safety. But if one goes to page 159, what is not part of the conversation? We also talk about, I think, in number 9 cases of injury on duty. And if you read in health and safety, with all the things that have been explained to the lay, it may give the impression that it is not as such. So I think it's just my limitation of reading. Share how this information is packaged for the benefit of an annual report and the benefit of the public. My last two questions on page 130 under internal control unit. I'd like to understand whether on the payments made or not made within 30 days, if I can get an indication what is the size or the scale of this particular challenge, if it exists in the department, in terms of payments within 30 days, and if there were any investigations that indicated there, if there were any investigations that were undertaken, if so, can you provide a report? I think that's my last question.
Thank you.
volunteer reports from the Family Service Commission every year saying X number of staff from our department have been found to be doing business with the state. What we find is in almost all cases, documents and names haven't been removed from reports of companies on the database. So we haven't found actually large numbers of people doing business with the state.
Nothing that is talking about foreign here.
are talking about the cases that are open, say April, and the cases were closed. Also, 31st March, 2019. But my question is, in 123, which is talking about foreigners, in a different case, unless they are giving me another thing or another story.
Yes, the same thing.
In the same thing.
Yeah, because it's for the year, and you produce or produce services issue case we want to put it as a partner in the following case. So the PFS stands for provincial forensic services, but it should be sent out there as a national provincial forensic services.
Thank you.
to, but
this is on the area of concern. So we do have an MOU with the city as well as PSP, and I had two engagements with both parties. There is a problem with the policy nationally regarding the whole of the police. In the request, in response to my request, they said their policy may get down last week, and I, in fact, and that's not in the speed of our review, just to give you some insights, met with the national minister, the CEO of SASA, and the CEO of the NDA, not to refuse them, so that we could address this issue at time and get some kind of order as to how we're going to take it going forward. But there are still challenges, and they are at a policy level which limits implementation and obviously affects the whole CIS program.
Thank you.
say on the quality of the same as the record, yes, it seems very successful to date. The budget impact is we will have 630 million from our first slide for next year. We did also give a budget for that.
And you fund
130 million from next year's budget, and then we've got half an hour of years. That's quite a lot of money we have to cut from our budget. Given also that the compensation employees, that is pretty much.
Policy, if possible, that policy to be shared with the customers.
in the department's challenge to comply, and we document that case study, perhaps in a sensitive way, is it possible to document the impact of the cost of compliance and the cost of that has on the facility, so that we can package and perhaps share the services after they can stake forward for the cost, actual evidence of the cost of compliance to perhaps use in the future budget.
Thank you.
from individual workplaces. I'm sure if we have to get everybody to a teleconference, that's done for the way of the same cost. We have not tried that. It's something that we can do with technology allowing other areas. Technology might be a challenge. I know, for instance, the government, they have facilities like that, but that is not what is it all.
This forum would be a forum that we have for areas from all the districts in the province.
Yes, yes, there is. It is coordinated and managed by the provincial department.
Let's say it would be one person.
Thank you.
social graduates actually apply court factor, and that a certain member of a certain political party received chicken packs and whiskey.
nuclear vehicle. Okay, I want to know, you are seeing sometimes after 5 years you are buying new stuff. And what are you doing about the older stuff? Are you giving to charity organization? If so, can you provide us about the information? If not, what are you doing about the guy who spoke to me? We are interested. Can you please provide the information?
So what impact did he do to service the giver? He's saying we were waiting for the notification. And then also, in the meantime when the notification was taking place, what did you have in place in ensuring that there is service deliver? Last year, we were still waiting for notification to be finalized. Since then, I understand sometimes that the report might have been concluded on March or March. When you come here, you find out that it's totally different to what you initially reported. So then I want to understand if that report is filed as it concerned. And then on the same page, under children, there you, there is a problem with the delay that needs to get also delivered in nature, because these NGOs, they could not be able to access funding due to lack of their own compliance from the other, which is not the department's problem. But now, that is for the direct impact on the ECT now not being able to access this file. So what has the department done to ensure that it assists them to, in order to comply, not just to disqualify them, you just because they do not comply, then you just shake them away, they do not get anything. What has it done to make sure that they comply in order for them to resist the funds, because the funds are there for them to speak? And then on page 210. There is this thing of that has been highlighted, the deed commitment longer than 1 year. I just need to understand how does that normally work. I'm not clear with how that functions, you see. So if I can get that, who funds what, it was a kind of thing. If I can get that, it's all my friends, will be commitment. And then, on page 218, move from the intangible assets under investigation. If you check in that table there, the bottom right, it says there is that capital asset, that amount that is stated there. I want to understand how far is that investigation, and then are there any verifications that could be done as far as that is concerned? Because it says that it could not be verified. So by now, would you be able to give us an update that are there any verifications that could be done in this one? I'm not sure if I'm here or not. That's all I can ask you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
first day of my dealings with the organization to fulfill themselves, that was very high, whereas we can get it much cheaper if we go through the contracts that the Department of Transport and Public Works has to fulfill the vehicle in bulk. So they get a better price than the individual organization that are going to benefit from these vehicles. And originally, we had planned to give this money to the NGOs to then get the vehicle. But what we decided instead is it would be better if we give the money to Public Works and then they get the vehicles cheaper and then the maintenance to the NGOs. So that's the, what we're going to do. So then I think this would be an additional money to actually end up with four vehicles. So I'll show you the money is just one. Now we get four vehicles and we'll be able to donate. So that process of getting the process is busier.
For example, Sakash, Ben William, and Ivan. Understanding that in the position of support and also with the city
is to try, I think, on two levels. One, on how do we understand this understanding in relation to resource planning? And I'm raising this because it is my view that OVRP, if we then put particular targets, we assume a particular capacity is permanent. So if we are then coming back, in the annual report, we are demonstrating that actually the program that the Auditor General actually shown for this particular audit, for the government program 2, you will see in program 2, I think in the 14 targets that I said, actually only one has been slightly underachieved. So for me, and in my layman's understanding, it would mean, you know, we've got enough resources, you know, that we are either not fully or optimally utilizing, or we are very conservative in targeting. And I'm raising this, Chair, because obviously when we deal with the public resources, one thing that is important is value for money. So this is what I'm trying to check, because I see, even against what the department has set as its own target, you can see that it is able to overachieve. This is why I'm making an example of the 14 targets just in that program 2, you know, that was overachieved with not necessarily extra resources, because once again, they understand it. So maybe I may just be educated on this matter, because remember, we have to come back in department, we're going to ask for more resources, you know, what we have, that particular trend. And secondly, to that question, is the issue of the COP. I see here, in the name, when one is the reasons for the COE, I think there's a mention here that the department could not find suitable candidates during the recruitment process. I'm interested, what type of positions are there? You know, what could have led to almost, because a bigger chunk of the understanding had to do with COE, and in the main, I think in almost the three programs that I mentioned here of understanding, the issue is, you know, inability to secure the kind of applicants that the department is looking for. Just one can understand what type of, on average, what kind of function, you know, specifically that the department was looking at. So that's my first question, Chair, that I would like the indulgence of the department, because I think we have to go back and look at annual order department report, and this important information is important to me in understanding how are we targeting, how are we spending the legal resources that we have. And if indeed we've got more than enough resources to actually even overachieve within the current environment, then definitely I think we have to understand people to ask for additional resources. Let me then quickly run, I think, on some that are very specific check in the pages. My first one is on page 252, and I'm not on the back of the function. My following one is on page 252. Each an explanation can be provided for this contingent liability. I see that these are mainly cases of litigation maintaining against the department. And I wish to understand from the department if they can indicate how the bill came about. Because I see other than the interest of duty, no claim for damages other than not even a duty claim. So for me, I think I'm just interested to understand the context to this. And then on page 230, there's a almost, I think if I'm reading it correctly, 10,000 rand for jet festival tickets for the minutes of the
Can you explain that to me? Do we, as a department, pay for the jet ticket for the ministry and who, etc., do we pay the jet ticket for? Moving then a chair on page 238.
Of the profits that are Our accounting officer gives approval or not. Thank you.
I'd like to thank all the honourable members. policy or the team's internal and external, there are actually partners, so there is that come the European and Tikrafu. We would want to envisage a good working relationship with our guests and a clock shop. And then I think finally I need to actually compliment the team of officials, because this clean audit was earned under the tenure of Minister Albert, and they have worked collectively to produce, I think, what is the seventh clean audit for this department. So to each one of you and everyone in the team, I should say thank you for your efforts and long may you continue with the clean audit. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, well, in the
to make a general statement that racism might be important for people judging the climate. I think we need to do what are the most and what are the specific requirements for that. So I think we should also look at the lesser NGOs and the funds, and that's that to say it's all the social class, not anti-democracy, and the lesser discussed in the annual report. And we look at the profiles of organizations, we look at the profiles of the organizations that are listed this morning, and the profiles of the organizations that are being planned. I think it is a sweeping generalization to say that the department is only funding white, medium, and poor organizations. I think that's the dangerous allegation to make the pathway of the evidence. This is maybe what influences the standards in the country. With regards to the initiative that I made around psychosocial relief policies, I think we need to ask that policy, but also the meaningful policy in terms of how the municipality actually develops relief in case of emergency. Because what happens to the metro, what happens to the rural municipality, is very different from the capacity of the municipality to do anything like that. And in addition to that, we also ask the department to give us a timeline for when they're going to set up that disaster in terms of disaster management.
Another question which was
Well, I agree that it would be helpful for us to get more details on that. I think we shouldn't opt for this policy innovation again. That is my suggestion.
Thank you.
then I think we're judging them on that.
Yeah,
and now, based on that, then we can say, okay, that's fine, see people get skills, but what are the skills? Then maybe, after we see what are the skills, we can go assist them. We can offer better advice and better recommendation to the department as well. And at the present moment, it's difficult due to lack of that of standards and information to make that determination. So then maybe they will have a correct feeling that the can give us the list of these skills plus minus 50 making positions so that we can have a look at them and deliver it to them. And then they form the way forward based on that in the way. Are we agreeing on that?
Chair, do we do that? If we are going to deliberate on the CSQ from the SOFA side, I bet we the time that we have will deliberate the annual report again. You won't have time to do it. It makes no difference as we are trying to do it.
It doesn't matter when the problem is.
What I'm saying is that all the information that we get, now we need to send one letter in writing or deliver it. So our hearing is saying deliver it. If we are asking for that information in writing, then it's a quick one. But if we are going to deliver it, it's going to take us long to be able to sit down and interrogate that. Other than maybe saying that we request from the social different committees to be addressed and invite us to meet there. So can I ask, are we going to put it on our COPA? Because surely our resolutions have to have the things that are going to be taken to the
and the other one I'm looking at, there any other member who wants to make a proposal?
I would like to find out this matter what discusses it. same issue that we said is one. That's fine. I think maybe let's still leave the way it is, that the same Committee of Social Development must have made that list available to members. And then maybe also